The king was in a good mood. He invited the prime minister to a party, a private party, just the two of them. They sang and danced. They ate roasted rice with honey. They looked out the window at their kingdom. They laughed and told jokes. The jokes got funnier. The laughing got sillier. And accidentally, the prime minister knocked the bowl of food with his elbow. A little honey spilled out. "Oh, I'm very sorry, Your Majesty. I'll clean that up." "Nonsense," said the king. "No, no, no, no. You are much too dignified for a menial task like that. Let it alone. What harm can a little drop of honey do?" And they leaned out the window to watch where the honey went. It trickled down the side of the palace. It landed in a golden blob on the ledge below. Bzzz. A fly went by. "Ooh, honey," said the fly. And he landed in it. His feet got stuck, but he didn't mind. He was so busy with the honey that he never noticed coming up behind him a spider. "What a feast," said the spider, and he clamped his jaws around the fly. He was so busy with his meal that he never noticed what was coming up behind him. "Spider," said the gecko. That's a little kind of lizard. He was so busy eating the spider that he never noticed someone behind him. Slyly, stealthily, the cat crept up on the gecko, and just as she was about to sink her teeth into his tail, she heard a barking, a fierce sound behind her. She turned around. It was the dog. The dog barked. The cat screeched. The cat screeched. The dog barked. And out came the owners of the dog and cat. "That cat's in my yard again. I've told you a million times. Well, your dog's so vicious, he should be tied up." And as they traded insults back and forth, their families came to the doors, and they started arguing too. Soon they were joined by neighbors up and down the streets, and the shouting got louder and louder. Somebody picked up a stone and threw it at somebody. Somebody took a swing at somebody else's nose. Before long, a full-scale battle raged in the street, and it spread. It spread throughout the whole neighborhood. King watched. "We'd better call the palace guards. This could get out of hand." The prime minister hurried away to call the soldiers, but by the time he got there, the fighting had spread to them too. In a few hours, the entire city was in an uproar, and by night, civil war spread throughout the land. The capital city was in flames, the palace burnt to a ruin, and the king and prime minister perished. And that is how a kingdom was lost for a drop of honey. So remember, take care of the little things before the little things take care of you.